And good evening, everyone, and welcome back to more sports on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com. Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek with you. We are in Donovan one last time this evening for our championship matchup, the C2A district, sub-district finals, rather. Sandy Creek taking on Sutton tonight in a matchup that will be the fourth meeting between these two squads, and it means a lot as we prepare to enter the district championships, and that road to state is just two matches away, and both these squads are peaking at very good times. We will tell you all about it, set the stage for you. It's a fantastic matchup tonight, so hang with us. The Sandy Creek Cougars taking on the Sutton Phillies on the Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Greer Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Greer Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to our Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek with you. Again, our big matchup tonight will be the Sandy Creek Cougars taking on the Sutton Phillies in our C2 Sub-District 8 finals to see who's going to go.
And your mic just cut off, so... You lost your core there, so I'll talk a little bit about these two teams coming on to play here. It's obviously a big match. These two teams, like you said earlier, they've met three times already this season. As we know, when teams rematch, they know a lot more about each other, and it's going to be one of those games, Rob, where, both, like I said, in the first game it was Sandy Creek. They came out in two sets, and then Sutton won in four sets, and then Sutton won in three sets in the third meeting. So, Sutton's got the better of them late, but like you said, anytime you have a rematch like this, it's always interesting, and it's going to be a chess match. These two coaches know each other very well now, and we're going to see who came out with the better game plan tonight.
Absolutely. It was kind of interesting. We were watching the pregame, everybody kind of getting together and talking as the teams both arrived, and head coaches, coaching staff for Sutton, coaches for Sandy Creek were all kind of getting together and talking and laughing, and it's a friendly environment. It's a comfortable thing, but all that stops when the whistle blows and play gets going, because so much is on the line, because just to kind of, I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves tonight, but both these teams have a very good chance, no matter what the outcome tonight, both these teams have a very good chance of getting into the playoffs anyway, getting into Lincoln, rather, anyway, just because Sutton is ranked number one in the district and fourth rank for Sandy Creek, and they both have the points, both have played some quality opponents and gotten to where they are comfortable. So even if one would lose tonight, and one will lose tonight, there's still that very strong chance that they're going to make it into Lincoln as a wild card, because they take the top six, and then there's two wild cards.
Yeah, you're exactly right there. But what they're playing for tonight, really, especially Sandy Creek, if Sandy Creek comes out and would just happen to fall to Sutton tonight, they are most likely probably not going to get one of the higher seeds. No, they're going to get a lower seed match.
Well, they'll clearly get a wild card.
They'll get a wild
card. So they'll be 7 or 8 going into Lincoln.
And that's always a tough spot for a team like that. So, tonight we're going to be, we're not going to get too far into the whole playoff things, the playoff formulas, everything like that. But they're playing for seeds tonight, and it just should be a good match for two teams that we're most likely to see in Lincoln.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's going to be a great matchup, and we've got it all coming your way. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll break down the schedules, and we'll see some of the strengths of each of these teams. We'll take a look at some of the stats as well. You're listening to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show, brought to you by Kerr Chevrolet, Hastings' only GM-certified used dealership. No worries. Kerr Chevrolet. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, insecticides, and whatever you need for a good farming operation. This full-service co-op has the equipment to do custom application. Propane is available. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, and Edgar proudly supports Sandy Creek and all area athletes, celebrating more than 50 years of service to South Central Nebraska, including the Fertilizer Ag Chemical Plant near Blue Hill and Ayer. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op.
Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services. Protect your yield and let Mike and Ted inspect your acres for bugs. For more information, call 773-5581. That's 773-5581. Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services in Sutton.
Van Kirk Brothers Contracting congratulates Jamie, Vanessa, Maria, and the entire Phillies team on a great volleyball season. Van Kirk Brothers specialize in heavy construction, including highways, underground utilities, storm sewers, and water mains. Call today, 773-5250. That's 773-5250. Owners John, Jim, and David Van Kirk wish the Phillies best of luck in today's game. Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Georgia 66 Easy Stop 3G and Subway says congratulations on a great year, Sutton Phillies. Stop in today for Ultra Clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring Goodrich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia 66 Easy Stop on Highway 6 in Sutton. Check out the new Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one is in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operation. Sutton Phillies Volleyball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds. Ask Tammy Steinhauer in Sutton about the new corn and soybean products for your area.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5. And as always, we welcome all of our listeners via the internet on KLIQFM.com. All of our matches, all of our games on the Breeze are streamcast live. Just tune in to KLIQFM.com, and you can follow along. So if you know someone that's out of the area, give them a call. Let them know that we're on and we're bringing you the game, and all you got to do is dial it in and you get it at KLIQFM.com. Always like to get the feedback as well, so that's a good way. Drop us an email. Let us know what's happening out there, and we appreciate that feedback. Well, tonight, Tyson, we've got a great matchup, and no better time on the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show to tell you about some of the keys to the matchup tonight. First off, Sandy Creek comes into the contest 21-6. Their head coaches, Kaylee Lepofsky and Lauren Williams, have got this team fired up.
Yeah, that's right. And for Sandy Creek, the main thing that they've got to be doing is they cannot give Sutton anything easy. Sutton is so very good at finding the empty spots on the floor and making adjustments on the fly. You saw it a lot, whether it was Bergen or Eamon, you know, coming up and just making the tap instead of going for the big spike.
Yeah.
Know, things
yeah.
like that. So Sandy Creek has to stay poised defensively, stay in their spot, and secondly, don't waste the service. You know, Sutton's not going to make a lot of mistakes. If they make some mistakes, you can't give it right back to them via service error or anything like that. So, you know, just make the most of your opportunities is really another thing for Sandy Creek. And secondly, they've got to really get their passing game going. They got to keep the Sutton defense on their toes, keep them constantly moving, mix it up on the offense, you know, go outside, maybe come a few shots in the middle as well. So things like that, and Sandy Creek should have a good game tonight.
Well, we watched Sutton and Blue Hill 2 days ago, and one thing that we noticed about Sutton is the fact that that defense is moving. They are cutting down angles, and they made it very difficult for Blue Hill to do that. Sandy Creek will have to be patient, look for those lanes when they're making the attack on the net. And I'll tell you, we watched Sandy Creek and Thayer Central 2 days ago as well right here in this gym, and Sandy Creek dropped to the level of Thayer Central, and they were playing pretty flat and were very lucky to get out of there with the win that they did. Thayer Central was playing some pretty good volleyball, but Sandy Creek 21-6, a very solid team, did not play like a 21-6 team. And even Kaylee Lepofsky, the coach, I was talking to her earlier today, and that's exactly what she said also, that the team just was not playing their A game. Tonight, they're going to have to bring that A game because clearly both sides control their own destiny. And as you mentioned, that top seed, that higher seed, is going to be huge once you get in to Lincoln. I mean, 1-8 is a lot better than, 3-4 or 4-5. I mean, it's a significant match, significant advantage.
You're exactly right, Rob.
Okay, let's turn the table down the other side of the net. We look at the Sutton Phillies, 23-3, number one in C2, solid team under the coaching of Chris Erickson. Keys to victory for the Phillies.
Simply put, the Phillies have to grab the momentum early. They don't want to let Sandy Creek get all fired up and get the momentum on their side. Sutton is the top seed in this bracket, and Sandy Creek knows that. Sandy Creek has lost to them twice in a row now. So you just don't want to give any reason why Sandy Creek needs to get more revved up for this match. So just grab the momentum early and just really kind of go for the jugular, I guess, right off the whistle. Secondly, Sutton's play at the net is going to be huge tonight. They really frustrated Blue Hill in that first game of the sub-district that we did. Just dominating play at the net, and they were able to have a big block in big situations, and that's going to have to continue to be a key for Sutton. And then thirdly, you don't want to give Sandy Creek a lot of opportunities, so limit those through balls. Really make sure that you're making plays on the offensive side of the ball and not giving Sandy Creek something that they can easily set up and make an offensive play out of.
Yeah, absolutely. That's big. As you were speaking and talking about, the two have played each other three times, and Sutton with the advantage, obviously, two sets or two matches to one. Each team is responsible for a third of the other team's losses in the year. Sutton handed two of Sandy Creek's six losses. Sandy Creek handed one of Sutton's three losses. So just some numbers I wanted to throw in there.
Certainly these two teams, like we said, know each other very well. And so, like I said, I'm looking for really a kind of a chess match between the Coach Erickson and Coach Lepofsky tonight. And I think it's going to be a really fun one to watch. I'm really looking forward to this one to get started here in about 7 minutes.
I think the first set is going to be critical. Whoever comes out firing, whoever comes out on top, will clearly have the advantage and set the tone of the match. So that's going to be good. Let's look at some of the other schedules, some of the numbers that we come up with. Sandy Creek, again, 21-6 on the season. They are 1-2 versus Sutton. 3-6, 3-6 as far as the sets. Sandy Creek has taken three sets from Sutton and lost six. Sandy Creek has also won 11 of their last 14 teams. So they are a peaking team at the right moment when you really want to be peaking. The last two games Sandy Creek lost were to Sutton.
Yeah.
So, and those all came late in the season. Their other losses, two came to Fillmore Central for the Cougars, and then they lost up in class to Auburn and Syracuse, two very solid teams that are seeing playoff action as we speak now. So, solid opponents will get you those points that you so desperately need for the NSAA to get into the districts and then to get into the actual road to Lincoln. Against common opponents now, Sandy Creek is 11-4 against the similar teams that Sutton has played. So 11-4. Again, two of those losses were to Sutton. The other two coming from pretty hot teams that Sutton faced as well. Alternatively, now on the other side, Sutton comes in again, 23-3. They've won six in a row, so they're off to a good finish to the season. Strong start to the playoffs for the Phillies. They are 13-1 against common opponents. And the only time Sutton has lost this year, by the way, was in early October. They lost two games back-to-back at the Sutton Invitational, their own Invitational. They picked tough teams to play. They lost to Tri-County. Tri-County finished up at 23-6. They lost to Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek finished 21-6. And that was the first time that they had met. So those are some solid teams to be playing in your own tournament. And they lost both games back-to-back.
And those are all teams that have been seeing postseason action here as of late. As we know, that Tri-County has actually ended up losing to Heartland, I believe. Heartland.
No, not Tri-County. That's Twin Twin Rivers.
Okay.
But Tri-County is ranked 5 in C2, and they're taking on is that Lourdes? I got to check my Lourdes Central Catholic. who's number nine on the outside looking in, and so there's some solid action going on in the sub-districts going into the districts, and the districts will take place tomorrow, and we'll be with you for that, be it Sutton or Sandy Creek will take on Heartland. That we know for a fact. That game will take place tomorrow in Aurora at 7 o'clock, and we'll have it right here for you on The Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com. So that's the way you can look at the numbers, and you can interpret them any way you want to, but bottom line is this is it. For these teams, if you want a good seed, if you want to ensure or you can never really ensure because there's so many upsets that can happen in Lincoln, but if you want to give yourself the best opportunity to advance to the second round in Lincoln, this is the match that you're going to have to win tonight. Set the stage for tomorrow. You've got to win out to get into Lincoln.
You're exactly right. You can look at the matchups and you think, well, all these top seeds are going to beat going to win in this district. You say it, if some of the lower seeds come up big in the district finals, all of a sudden that wild card tends to dissipate. So the biggest thing you can do, especially if you're in Sandy Creek situation where you're the lower seed over here, you're kind of banking on that wild card. Maybe you're fourth ranked, but you're still kind of banking on that wild card. You still got to take care of business. You got to get the job done, and that's what they got to do here tonight.
Yeah, they can't be looking to say, okay, we're just going to skate in and get the wild. It's much more important than that. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will look at some of the stats and some of the big playmakers that we expect to hear from tonight. So we will break and come right back for that. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Stop into Murray's Place in Sutton. Meet your friends and enjoy a relaxed atmosphere. Happy hours from 4 to 6. Murray's is the place where attractive people go to get ugly. Congratulations, Phillies, on a great season.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com. Rob Austin, Tyson Urbanek with you for our big matchup tonight. It's our C2 Sub-District 8 final, Sandy Creek. The Cougars taking on the Phillies of Sutton in a matchup that we've been talking about, and now we're going to kind of break down and talk about some of the girls that are making some big names tonight. And Tyson, who jumps out at you for Sandy Creek?
Well, looking at Sandy Creek, especially who had the big game when we called them last game, Kieran Shaw had a huge game in the middle. She played really big up against Thayer Central, made a lot of big plays on Thayer Central, was just not responding well to net to her. Montana Heinrich, very powerful on that right side. She can blast him, and I look forward to do that again tonight. I'm looking for a little bit bigger game out of Taylor Horst. There was a lot of talk coming into that first-round matchup in the sub-district, and I think she only ended up with 5 or 6 kills. So maybe look for her to get more involved in the game plan tonight for Sandy Creek.
Kerry Shaw, you mentioned, leads the team in kills for the Cougars, 239 kills on the year. She's also the team leader in blocks, so she is very much in control along that net, and she's one of those girls that made that adjustment very, very well. Ashley Harms is second in kills with 221. Interesting statistic that kind of jumps out at you. Michaela Shaw, the setter, 1,500 sets on the year.
Wow.
That's a lot of sets. I mean, I'm sure that's not overly above average, but that's a lot of sets, so that's pretty solid.
Yeah.
On the Sutton Mustangs, who jumped out for you?
Well, obviously the Ben Kirk girls, very powerful both on the outside, but Claire Bergen and Corey Eamon as well both had a huge game. Claire Bergen in the middle, her adjustment are what step out to me, and I think that's what's going to do well for them tonight.
Claire Bergen leads the team in kills, 181 on the season. Jamie Van Kirk right behind with 168. Service, Corey Eamon, 57 aces on the year. Solid player. Jessica Osterhaus at 6 foot tall, 40 blocks. Jamie Van Kirk leads in digs for 308. Very good defensive player. So we are going to take a very quick break, and we'll come back with our starting lineups. So stay with us. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
If you need a loan, you need the Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with your car loan, farm equipment, personal, or business loan. Whatever you need, checking accounts, savings accounts, loan CDs, the Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. The Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar, your full-service bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. The Guide Rock State Bank supports the Sandy Creek students, athletes, and coaches.
Good Luck Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and the full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to High School Volleyball and the Breeze crowd. Getting into it, pumping up. Time now for our starting lineups brought to you by New Tech Seed. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, proud sponsors of our starting lineup for the Sandy Creek Cougars. Amanda Caton, 5'5", junior, starts on the outside. Taylor Horst is a 5'10", junior on the other side as well. In the middle will be Ashley Harm. She's a 5'11", sophomore. And the other middle in the back row is going to be Carrie Ann Shaw. She is a 5'9", junior. On the right side will be Montana Hendricks. She's a 5'9 sophomore. And center for the Sandy Creek Cougars is Michaela Shaw. She's a 5'11 freshman getting the start for Sandy Creek and doing a great job. Head coaches Kaylee Lepofsky and Lauren Williams. That's your starting lineup for the Sandy Creek Cougars. Taking a look at the starting lineup for the Sutton Phillies, Amanda Wilnow is a 5'6 senior on the outside. Opposite her will be Jamie Van Kirk. She's a 5'9 sophomore. Jessica Osterhaus, 6 foot, junior, will start in the middle on the front row. Claire Bergen, 5'10", junior, will be in the back row, holding down the middle. Vanessa Van Kirk is a 5'10", junior. She'll take responsibility on the right side in the back row. And Tori Amon is a 5'7", junior. I did forgot to mention on Sandy Creek, Morgan Hendricks, the libero. Sutton Phillies choose not to go with the libero. They'll go with a very strong six in rotation. Sandy Creek will bring in Morgan Hendricks, the 5'2 senior, in that libero position. That's your starting lineup for the Sutton Phillies and the Sandy Creek Cougars. So solid play, ready to get some good action going on here. Both squads have just been introduced. Good crowd on hand. Sandy Creek wearing the white tops tonight and black shorts, and for the Sutton Phillies, their red shirts and the black shorts as well. They'll be on the left side of your radio dial. So Tyson, you can feel that electricity now. That was kind of absent 2 days ago when we were here. But these squads are ready to lay it all on the line right here.
Rob, this is definitely playoff-style atmosphere. You can feel it. The crowd's getting into it. There's a big crowd on both sides of the benches. We're going to have an electric atmosphere here in Donovan tonight, and I can't wait for it to start.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Great crowd on hand. We've got the Philly cheerleaders. I'm sorry, the Cougar cheerleaders are here.
The all-guy cheerleading.
The all-guy cheerleading squad. Okay.
They were in the throwbacks tonight.
Absolutely. All right, so the Cougars are all set on the right side. It looks like they will be set to receive. And Sutton getting some words, last-minute preparation from Coach Chris Erickson. And Tyson, I got to tell you, both sides, both coaches have done a fantastic job. Co-coaches from the Cougars and Candy Lebowski and Lauren Williams, they've got their teams peaking at the right moment. And this is going to be a good set, a good momentum builder for the team that comes out on top tonight. And we'll see how all that preparation and all that practice comes down to this. Both squads circling the court, shaking hands underneath the net. We'll get started here in just a couple of minutes.
Well, just keep in mind, this is Sandy Creek's really first year that they've actually really been back as a force in volleyball since the late 90s. So a big storyline to follow here is Sandy Creek volleyball is finally back.
Yep, absolutely. And Sutton, third place finish last year in the state. We didn't mention that in the pregame show, but they've got some playoff experience, even though they've got some youth in their lineup as well. But juniors and seniors, they've seen it all last year as well. Okay, reverse what I told you earlier. Sandy Creek is going to start things off on the service, and we're going to get underway from Donovan. First serve up and over and out. Montana Hendricks launches one, a rainbow that was way out of bounds. Point to get things started. We'll go to Sutton. They're going to send Corey Amon to the line. She's got that sidestep. Big, powerful jump serve. And it goes, covered nicely by the Cougars on the left side. When she goes out, going to the attack, Michaela Shaw. Shaw gets the kill to get it going. And that's that freshman experience for you. All season long, she's been racking them up and not afraid to attack that net. Service from Amanda Keaton. Caton sends it across. It's covered by the Phillies. Shot on the left side from Vanessa Van Kirk. Has too much rotation on it. Out of bounds. It goes. 2-1 is our score. Caton sends it across. It's a knuckleballer. Phillies make the cover on the left side. Vanessa Van Kirk goes through the block, but it's going to be battled at the net. Into the net it goes. And Sandy Creek is going to get the point and a 2-point lead. 3-1. Cougars on top. Good serving from Amanda Caton. Keeps it going. She'll send it across. Picked up by Claire Bergen. Battle at the net. Into the block. Michaela Shaw and Carrie Ann Shaw, the sister team, put it together and knock it down. Sandy Creek doing exactly what they needed to do to get this match started, up by 3-4-1. Caton serve goes. Picked up by Will now. Good hustle from Amon. Free ball comes over from the Phillies. Attack right in the middle is going to go too far, too long. Carrie Ann Shaw knocks it outside out for the Cougars. In the serve now for the Phillies will be Jamie Van Kirk. She'll step up, pop it over. Hard, heavy serve goes into the net. Sandy Creek's going to get it right back. And a 3-point lead for the Cougars, 5-2. Carrie Ann Shaw back to serve. She's in the middle of the line. She'll step up, pop it over. It's a hard serve. Covered and knocked off and saved by Osterhaus. And the Phillies will keep it alive. Cougars will come up. Hard shot from Taylor Horst over the net. Going to be knocked out of bounds. Sutton will get it back. And that's how Sutton won a lot of their points just a couple of days ago, making shots off missed hits and staying with it, not giving up. Service from Osterhaus is out of bounds. Sandy Creek dodges a bullet. They'll come right back. They're up by 6-3 the score. Michaela Shaw will work the right side serve. Comes across. It's going to be covered by Will now. To Bergen, or to Amon. Knocked down, out of bounds. Out of bounds the call. And the Cougars are stretching their lead up by 4. Biggest lead of the match tonight. Service from Michaela Shaw. Hustling over to get it is Amon from the back. Hard shot right through the hands of Jamie Van Kirk. And Van Kirk will get the point for Sutton. The lead now is 3. Vanessa Van Kirk, 5'10 junior, sends it across off the back, covered by the Cougars. It'll be a free ball, but again, you got to make those plays when mistakes happen and save the air. Shot from the left side of it. Will now on the attack, gets the kill as she sends it across the court. It'll drop Sutton, pulling back into the contest now, down by 2. They have trailed by as many as 4. They're down by 2, 7-5. Vanessa Van Kirk walks up, drives it across on the serve. Pushed up by Michaela Shaw, tipped over, battle of the net, won by Sutton. Cougars reload, shot down in the middle, hustling underneath it with Vanessa Van Kirk. Shot from Amanda Will now, goes across, down it goes, and it's into the net for the Cougars. Point will go to Sutton. Vanessa Van Kirk continues her service down by 1. 7-6 the score. Cougars push it over. Phillies go to work. Amon sets up on the inside, and it goes to Bergen, but Bergen tips it over, and the Phillies or the Cougars were there to cover it. Take it to net. This time, no one's there on the other side. Sandy Creek reverses the field, and Taylor Horst makes it up, gets the point. Sandy Creek will get the service back up by 2, 8-6. Taylor Horst will serve for the Cougars. She'll step up, pops it over. Hard shot covered by Osterhaus. Serve from Amon. Hard shot on the right side. Claire Bergen climbs the ladder and brings it down. She put the hammer on that one, found the alley, and drives it to the court. Sutton will get service back, trailing by 1. 8-7 is our score. Will now with the serve. Amanda Will now will bring it up. Amon works the left side. Pushed over by Jamie Van Kirk. It was a bad set for her. She made the most out of it. And then back in, they're going to call the Cougars into the net. Claire Bergen attacked the net right in the middle and drew the Cougars in, and the Cougars stepped in too far. We are tied at 8. Amanda Will now continues the service. Her shot is spinning off the back of Amanda Caton's hand. The Cougars tried to recover, but they couldn't get it across. And Sutton has their first lead of the match, 9-8. Will now sends it over. Hard shot. Oh, I think that might have almost went out or could have gone out. Cougars played it, and they'll make the most of it. Montana Hendricks comes up big, gets the point for the Cougars. Tied back up at 9. Sandy Creek service from Ashley Harms, a 5'10 sophomore, gets the go-ahead. Looks for the call. Pops it across. Covered. Picked up by Vanessa Van Kirk. Jessica Osterhaus on the right side. Goes too deep. Out of bounds. Sandy Creek regains the lead. Up by 1. 10-9. Arms works it on the right side. She'll bring it across. Covered nicely by Vanessa Van Kirk. Now attacking on the left side. Shot is up and out. It was called. Jamie Van Kirk makes the shot from the left side, and it was just a little long. 2-point lead now for the Cougars. A great start for Sandy Creek. It's what they wanted to do. Sutton shot loads up in the back row, but Vanessa Van Kirk launches it. It curls out of bounds, and now we're back to a 3-point Sandy Creek lead. Three back deep to cover the service from Ashley Harms. Jessica Osterhaus makes the shot on the right side of Claire Bergen. Bergen's shot is covered by the Cougars. Cougars loading up now. Attack the right side. Phillies were there. Shot. Smart move. Corey Amon made the hook shot half down, and the ball touches inside, and Sutton will regain the service, trailing by 2. Jump serve from Claire Bergen. Bergen's shot is handled by the Phillies, who load up on the right side at the net, blocked and then controlled by Sutton. Phillies now again work that right side. Tap is over. There for it was Jessica Osterhaus. It's brought over and covered by the Phillies on the right side. Down to the middle. Hard shot, but the Phillies were there to cover it. Montana Hendricks drove one down, and Vanessa Van Kirk was there for the dig. Turning the table still on the other side. Jimmy Van Kirk finds the gap and gets it to go to the court. And Sutton draws within 1. 12-11 is our score. Bergen with that big jump serve. Let it fly, and it's going to fly too far out of bounds. Sutton will turn it over. And the Phillies will go back to work with Montana Hendricks on the service line. Her shot covered by Vanessa Van Kirk. Heyman works the left side. Down it through. Jamie Van Kirk attacks on the left side and brings it home for Sutton. Down now by one. 13-12 to the line comes Corey Heyman. Heyman with that side step, jump, serve. Strong for the Phillies. Her shot dives at the end, and it's picked up by the Cougars, who attack left side. Hard shot from Michaela Shaw, but it's too much. Out of bounds it goes. Sutton draws even back at 13.
Did a good job here for Sutton early, fighting back and keeping in this first set, not letting it get away from him.
Corey Heyman leaves the team in serve. She's got another one on the way. Cougars now work that right side. Dink covered. They wanted a double hit, but they didn't get it from Jamie Van Kirk. Play continues. Shot from Heyman goes over, spins off the backcourt.
She's going to get a warning.
Kylie Lepofsky, the coach of Sandy Creek, picks up a yellow card because she demanded that there was a two hit in there, and there was. However,
the ref was saying that the ball was initially hit, and therefore they should come up underneath it and get it again.
That's the call. They'll stay with it. Amon's service continues. This time she goes over to the right side. Oh, and Amon's going to eat that one. Carrie Ann Shaw comes up near the Sandy Creek crowd. That ball has some MPH on it, I'm telling you. That ball was flying, and Heyman could do nothing but self-defend herself. Amanda Keaton will take over service. Return goes into the net, and the Cougars regain the lead. 15-14. Cougars, this is a vastly different team than we saw 2 days ago. Shot comes over from Keaton. Shot goes into the net. Jamie Van Kirk and Erickson, Coach Erickson of Sutton thinking about a timeout about now, but he's not going to take it. Amanda Keaton will continue her role. Cougars up by two. Service is off the net, played by the Phillies, working the left side, tapping it over. Phillies, or the Cougars, are there to cover it. A lot of dinking at the net, and good reach over. Let me tell you, Carrie Ann Shaw timed it perfectly. The dink came over. Shaw rose up to meet it, brings it down to empty court, and it's a 14-17 big lead for the Cougars, but it will be cut into as the Phillies come up big with a hard shot from Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk will now inherit the service, along with it a two-point deficit. 17-15 our score. Sandy Creek on top at the net. Good job on the set. Free ball is going to go right on the line, right in. And well played by Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek making their own breaks tonight. 18-15 in the first set. Carrie Ann Shaw from the midcourt will handle service for the Cougars. Her shot is over. Stepping up was Amanda Wildow. Wildow will load up on the left side, trying to get it through the block. Carrie Ann Shaw is there. Ashley Harms is there, and they'll have to go around her. Good series of blocks by Sandy Creek. Cougars on the return. Set a nice ball for Jessica Osterhaus of Sutton, and she'll make a pay for it as she took that feed nicely. Sutton will get it back. 18-16. Jessica Osterhaus, 6 foot junior, middle hitter, has the service. They're three deep. Cougars make the cover, and reading it perfectly, Taylor Horst, and that's exactly what Sandy Creek needed from Taylor Horst, to step up, to find the angle, make the play, and get the point. And it's a three-point Sandy Creek lead. Michaela Shaw, the freshman, will handle service. Erickson, coach from the Sutton Phillies, wants a timeout. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Here's a special congratulations to the Sandy Creek volleyball team on another successful season from Todd, Jennifer, and everyone at Cannondale Service in Fairfield, Glenville, and Lawrence. Cannon Al's is your place for Conoco oils and other Conoco products. Name brand tires, on the farm tire service, and bulk fuel delivery. Part of Cannon Al's service is a convenience store for your snacks and refreshments. Call Cannon Al's service in Fairfield and Lawrence. Cannon Al's proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school volleyball, Sutton Phillies down by three. Sandy Creek making it happen here in the first set, 19-16. Service continues from Michaela Shaw. It's going to be too long, out of bounds. Sutton will get it back. Trailing now by two, Vanessa Van Kirk will serve it for the Phillies. Set at the net, shot through the block from the Cougars, and loading up are the Phillies. Claire Bergen tries to make it happen from that middle position. Cougars send it across in the middle. Bergen lets it go, and it goes off the hands of Amanda Caton into the crowd, and Sutton cuts the lead to one. Vanessa Van Kirk will continue service for the Phillies. She steps up, sends over a knuckleball. It's picked up. Good set by Michaela Shaw. And dinking it in, Ashley Harms gets the touch and gets the point for Sandy Creek. They'll take over service now up by 220-18. Taylor Horst to serve. Horst steps up. She pops over a hard one picked up by Osterhaus. Aiming with the set. Feeds Bergen. Bergen's shot is covered by the Phillies. It'll be a free ball as the Phillies reload. Block at the net. Four hits is going to be called. Sandy Creek will get it. I saw a lot of impact with the net. That wasn't called. It'll be a three-point lead for Sandy Creek. Horst continues with the serve. She'll step up. Another hard one's going to sail out of bounds. It started to rise towards the end. And Sutton will get it back down by two. Amanda Wildnow will toe the line for the Phillies. Shot is covered by the Cougars, who work that right side and stepping up again. Ashley Harms gets the point, gets the roll off the net, and most importantly gets the point here as we near the end of set number one, 22-19. Ashley Harms will get the serve, will get a timeout for Sutton, and take a break as well. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
The Breeze, 94.5.
A lot of big action going on here at Donovan Trumbull or Donovan High School. Rob Osmond, Tyson Hrabonik with you. 22-19 is our score. Taylor Horst will continue service for Sandy Creek. We're in the first set coming to a close. Service is over. Amon makes the set on the left side. Jamie Van Kirk lets it go. Cougars are there to cover. Back row shot into the net. Amon made a good play on it, sent it back, and the Cougars couldn't cover it. 22-20, our score. Sutton hanging in there. Claire Bergen with that big jump serve. Bounces it up. Just Claire said that. There it goes. Eighth serve, Claire Bergen. Phillies down by one, 22-21. Bergen loads up again. She'll step up. Big jump serve. This one clears the net. Dives right at the end, but the Phillies, or the Cougars rather, are there to cover. Blast it through the net from Carrie Ann Shaw. Phillies cover. Send it right back for the free ball on the left side. Michaela Shaw gets it and gets the point. Good read in the middle. Just challenging that Philly front line and gets it to drop. 23-21. Sandy Creek on top by two again. Harms service. Check that. Montana Hendrick service is going to be tipped at the net. Sutton's going to get it right back down by one. 23-22. And Corey Amon will step to the line. The big server, the leading server for the Phillies, has it. Side step. Jump serve. carried over. Good spin on that ball, but it's covered by the Cougars, who attack on the left side. Michaela Shaw goes. Did a great job to stay out of the net, but it's kept alive by the Phillies. Diving shot down by the Cougars. Their shot is over. Vanessa Van Kirk is there. Amon does a good job and tries to set it over. Some confusion. Amanda Will now made a last-second stab at it, but it goes into the net, and that's one that got away from the Phillies, and those will add up. Set point for Sandy Creek, 24-22. Phillies digging in for a battle. We'll send it over. Sandy Creek would like to put this first set away. Blocked at the net. Cougars reload now. Try the middle. Down it goes. Gary Ann Shaw gets the crowd electrified. 25-22. Sandy Creek takes the first set. And a great set it was. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with our Allens of Hastings mid-set break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Georgia 66 Easy Stop 3G and Subway says congratulations on a great year, Sutton Phillies. Stop in today for Ultra Clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring Goodrich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia 66 Easy Stop on Highway 6 in Sutton.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month, with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop, offering you more.
Will you get more Superstore? Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Donovan for our C2 Sub-District 8 final. Sandy Creek takes the first set over the Sutton Phillies, 25-22, and that's a match that Sutton let get away.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Rob. They're late in that first set. Amanda, there, that play right at the net, it was 23-22, and the ball came off the side there, and it looked like it was a pretty easy play. It was nicely set up for Wilnow, and Wilnow just didn't recognize it. There was no communication there for Sutton, and they really did. They let that one get away.
And that's something that Sutton had done very well 2 days ago when we were here, as they were taking on Blue Hill. And that's one that they let get away, and they let that set slip away from them. But credit Sandy Creek for hanging in there and doing, making some big plays. Clearly not the same Cougars that we saw 2 days ago.
Sandy Creek right now is playing up the level of the Sutton Phillies rather than playing down like we saw them 2 days ago.
Absolutely. Well, that's going to wrap things up on our Allens of Hastings mid-set break, brought to you by Allens. So you get more Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. By the way, did you catch all the Heisman Trophy winners at Allen's today?
Yeah, there were six of them.
Signed them all six, three from Oklahoma, three from Nebraska.
You got to see Billy Sin. Good guy. I like Billy Sin.
There's three Husker Heisman Trophy winners there, too. Second set action underway now. Corey Amon lets it fly, and we're going to get a carry called on the Cougars as they tried. Michaela Shaw tried to cover up and get a good set, and she let it rest in the palm too much. Amon sidestep to the right. Jumps up, lets it fly. Man, she has a hard, heavy ball. Amanda Caton covers for the Cougars. They'll send over the free ball. Phillies load up, and there with the big kill, Jamie Van Kirk on the left side, right on the net, lets it fly, rips it down, finds the alley, and gets the point. It's a 2-0 Sutton lead to get started, and the Phillies will have to come back to draw even in this set. Corey Amon carries it across. Michaela Shaw makes a good feed to Hendricks, but Hendricks' shot is blocked at the net. Vanessa Van Kirk in on the block, along with Jamie Van Kirk. And it's 3-0. Phillies on top. Amon did not get the go-ahead. Now she gets it. She was ready to get going. Phillies are anxious to keep this rally alive. Shot is up and it's in. Eight serve for Corey Amon. Amon has 57 aces on the year. Add another one to it. She leads Sutton, and we're going to get a timeout from Sandy Creek. 4-0 is our score in the second set. We'll take a break and come back with more volleyball on The Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
When you work the land, you know that you can make the land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar, Nebraska. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Western Land Roller pumps, Hastings Irrigation Pipe and Supplies, and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling, quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields and helping our economy grow stronger. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Quick start for the Sutton Phillies in set number two. They drop the first set. They're up 4-0 here in the second. Amon with the serve. Big jump serve. Football. What I want to know is how did he see it, not the line judge? The referee called it from mid-net.
Exactly right. That's typical. The line judge is called to make.
Overruled. Sandy Creek will get it. It's 4-1. Ball rolls on top of the net. Phillies trying to make it happen. They'll push it across. I'm not sure what that call was.
I've never seen that.
Yeah. I think it was called palming the ball or something like that. Anyway, Sandy Creek will get it. And out of rotation are Sutton. So Sutton was up to a 4-0 lead and now 3 back-to-back-to-back controversial calls, a football, a strange carry, and now a rotation alignment issue has brought Sandy Creek right back into the game.
Are they going to issue a card to Eric? No, they're getting out their line. They're going to check it over. Eric's going to plead his case a little bit here, it looks like.
I think he's got a legitimate case. We'll see.
I think they're going
to what the call is. They're going to do it over. Yeah. So they should take that point away. Let's see if that happens. It should go back to 4-2. They did send it back. Okay, 4-2 it is. Service is over, and it's into the net now from Montana Hendricks. So Sutton wins the appeal and breaks the service of Sandy Creek. So the Phillies back in business now. Jamie Van Kirk will take over service. She rolls it across. It's picked up. Cougar set. Gary Ann Shaw on the left side. The attack from Michaela Shaw is covered by the Phillies. Blocked at the net by Sandy Creek. On the left side, here comes Will now. Shot goes into the net. And point will go to Sandy Creek. So it's 5-3. Sutton up by 2. Amanda Caton, the 5'5 junior, will hold toe the service line. Dinked over by Vanessa Van Kirk, but the Cougars were there to cover. Carrie Ann Shaw sends it across. Phillies load up on the left side. Good return. Michaela Shaw makes a good set, and Carrie Ann Shaw was there with a hammer to bring it down and bring the Cougars within one. 5-4 is the score here in the second set. The first set belonged to Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek one shot away from tying things up. Caton Shaw.
Okay, ball's in play. Will now has got the ball now. Now it's going to be bumped over. Free ball here for Sandy Creek. Ball back into play. Ball back over. Will now makes a nice set. And in for the kill. And it's out of bounds. Out of bounds. Just too far from the silver saw. And now it's overruled by the line just there. So count that as a kill for Michaela Shaw.
Sutton will inherit the service again. They're still up by 2, 6-4. Osterhaus will handle service for the Phillies. Steps up, throws it across, covered by Carrie Ann Shaw. Shaw moves up, but it's not going to be in time. Good effort by Sutton to keep it going. They're now up by 3, 7-4. 6-foot junior Jessica Osterhaus doing it up for the Phillies. She'll fly it across. It's a rainbow, covered by Carrie Ann Shaw, set by Michaela Shaw, back row on the solo block. Bergen couldn't handle it, and the ball bounces down. Sandy Creek will get the service. Carrie Ann Shaw will have the duty for the Cougars. Shaw winds up, pops this one across. It's going to be out of bounds. Tough call. It was very close on that line, but out of bounds it goes. Sutton will pick it up and stretch their lead 8-5.
They even rolled it back because they thought the ball was in. They rolled it back. They were getting ready for another serve.
Vanessa Van Kirk sends it across for the Phillies. Cougars on the left side, covered by Sutton. Pushed to the back row. Good read by Amon, but the Cougars were there to cover. Hard shot on the left side. I don't know if that was Caden or if that was Taylor Horst. I'm betting that was Horst.
Taylor Horst stepping up big to Sandy Creek on the
And that's exactly what Sandy Creek needed. They're down here by two. Shot comes over from Michaela Shock. Phillies cover. Well now makes the shot from the left side. Sandy Creek is there. Hard shot one more time from Horst, but it's going to sail out of bounds. Too much on this one. And now the Phillies on top by three. Amanda will now. Toes the line, floats one across. Set in the middle, brings the hammer down. Ashley Harm does, but it's blocked by Bergen of the Phillies. Bergen winds up, blasts through the block again, but Sandy Creek covers it. Big block after that. Bergen and Jamie Van Kirk team up to create the wall, knock it back down to the Cougar side.
And nobody in the back row for Sandy Creek on that play. They had all creeped up to play the line. Nobody was in the back row.
And that's a costly error for Sandy Creek now. It's a four-point Sutton lead. Amanda Will now, the 5'6 senior, drives it across. Michaela Shaw sets in the middle, brought down. Ashley Harms puts some meat on it and will get it back for Sandy Creek. Cougars down by three here in the second set. They're up one set to nil. Horst to serve. She'll step up, floats it over. Covered by Osterhaus. Tapped over on the left side. Good play by Jamie Van Kirk to keep it alive for the Phillies. Amon comes across. Hard shot by Van Kirk. There to cover with Kerry Anshaw. Here come the Cougars bringing it down. Ashley Harms got a good set and made the most of it as she ripped that ball into the court. Cougars cutting into that lead. 10-8 now. They're still down. But Taylor Horst still serving. Phillies back three deep. This one's going to be floated up. Amon sets the right side to Bergen. Bergen hard shot going to go off the back wall, but not before it was misplayed by Sandy Creek, and it's back to a three-point lead for Sutton, and it'll bring Claire Bergen to the line. She's got a very hard jump serve. Just clears the net. Cougars there to cover. Working the right side, knocked it out of bounds was Ashley Harm. She got too much on that. She tried to force that angle, and it really wasn't there. 12-8 now. It's a four-point Sutton lead. Bergen continues service for Sutton. Big jump serve just off the net. Played well by Sandy Creek. And Shaw, Michaela Shaw, will send over the free ball on the right side. Back set, drops it wide open. Osterhaus. That back set caught the Cougars flat-footed. And the lanes were open, and Osterhaus was there to cover 13-8. Sutton up by five. Bergen continues the service. She'll roll one in. Pushed over by Ashley Harms. Cougars in the middle, going through, knocked out of bounds. Harms trying to work that left side and could not get it to go. Nobody blocked it because the angle just wasn't there. Phillies had given up that lane, but it just took it straight out of bounds, and they'll get the point in a six-point lead. Into the net, then down. Bergen's service comes to an end. But the lead now stretched to five for Sutton. Ashley Harms to serve for Sandy Creek. Her shot off the net, played well by Bergen. Amon makes the shot. There to save it. Out the block was Jamie Van Kirk. Cougars now loading up in the middle. Hard shot down, wide open. Wide open shot for Kerry Ann Shaw. She had all the time in the world to get underneath that set and make it count and cut the lead to four.
And they took the free ball over to Sandy Creek. That's one thing Sutton absolutely cannot do in this game.
Service comes over. Amon goes to her knees to get it. Pushed over now again on the left side. Patted right back down. Jessica Osterhaus making the most of that six-foot frame to bring it down. Good block, good placement for Sutton. Now up by five, 15-10 here in the second set. And the rotation will bring up Corey Amon the 5'7", junior, 2 steps to the right, running jump serve forward, goes right into the net, and that's a rare miscue for Amon, and that is something Sutton cannot let happen too often. They're down, or Sutton, rather, up by 4 now. Sandy Creek back to work. Montana Hendricks launches one, covered by Bergen. Amon on the left side, going to be tapped over by Vanessa Van Kirk. Cougars there to cover. Shot comes over from Amanda Caton. Battle at the net, brought back, though, into the net. Amon had to go a long way to get it. I still don't recognize that call. 15-12 is the score. Sandy Creek battling back. Montana Hendricks. Shot goes over. Tilly's on the left side. Good effort by Vanessa Van Kirk, but the Cougars are there to cover it. Bring it down the hammer. Knocked out of bounds. No block. No touchy. Point goes to Sandy, or Sutton, rather.
I do now have that call. If you use your arm to push it back, and not necessarily hitting the ball, that's what it's called.
All right. On the left side, good effort by Michaela Shaw as she worked her way around, swings around. Three ball coming over. Montana Hendricks will get it. It rolls off the back. Bergen tries to save it, and it'll be a return. Three ball that's going to go right on the line. Right on the line. And they called it out. That ball was right on the line. That's another call not going Sutton's way.
Very unfortunate for Sutton.
Amanda Caton picks it up for Sandy Creek. Cougars were down by 3. They're now down by 4 as the hammer comes home for the Phillies. 17-13. Sutton will get the service right back. Jessica Osterhaus will handle the service for Sutton. 17-13, second set. Osterhaus sends it across. Shaw works in the middle, and it's going to be covered by the Phillies. Bergen was there. Pushed back real quick off the first hit by Amon. And Sandy Creek comes up big from the second row to get the point and draw now within 3. 17-14, Taylor Horst comes up big for Sandy Creek. Back to serve down, Carrie Ann Shaw. Shaw rotates one across. It's covered by Jamie Van Kirk. Well now sends it in and on the line. And this one they call in.
I don't think there was a lot of doubt. There was a lot of space between the white line and that ball there.
You know what? I'm not taking anything for granted after the other call that we saw. But 18-14 is our score. Sutton on top. Vanessa Van Kirk floats one across. Shaw there to cover on the right side. Dinked over but into the net. Goes Taylor Horst. She couldn't put the brakes on. And Sutton will get it back. And they've built the lead back now to 5. 19-14. Vanessa Van Kirk steps up. Drifts one across. Covered by Taylor Horst. Shaw working the middle now. Too many hits for Sandy Creek. And it's 20-14. Timeout Sandy Creek. We'll take a break as well. 2014 is our score in favor of Sutton. It's high school volleyball on the breeze. 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Check out the new Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one is in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operation. Sutton Phillies Volleyball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds. Ask Tammy Steinhauer and Sutton about the new corn and soybean products for your area.
Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services. Protect your yield and let Mike and Ted inspect your acres for bugs. For more information, call 773-5581. That's 773-5581. Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Donovan for our C2 Subdistrict 8 volleyball final. Sandy Creek and Sutton going at it. Sandy Creek takes the first set, 25-22. Second set action winding down now. Sutton trying to get even, up by 6, 20-14. Sutton with the serve. Vanessa Van Kirk will handle the duty. Van Kirk steps up, floats one across. Hard shot into the crowd. It goes. A serve for Vanessa Van Kirk. Sutton stretches the lead now to a touchdown, 21-14. Vanessa Van Kirk. Knuckleballs, one across. This is going to be covered. Shaw there works the middle. Harms came in with it. but it's covered by the Phillies, and Amanda Will now works that left side. Will now getting some good shots. She's getting some good action for the Phillies.
Well, she really stepped up her game. The first set, she was really struggling to find that zone. Now she's stepping up here in the second set.
She is in the groove. It's 22-14 in favor of Sutton. Big block in the middle. Nobody home for Sandy Creek on the right side, and Sutton takes advantage of it off the block. 23-14. It's a 9-point Sutton lead. Service comes over from Van Kirk, and it's going to drop in the Philly zone right in front of Jamie Van Kirk, and Sandy Creek will get it. Michaela Shaw to serve for Sandy Creek. Amon covers. Well, now one more time. Good effort by Carrie-Anne Shaw, but it's a free ball right for Claire Bergen. Claire Bergen, 5'10 junior, had a perfect feed off the free ball and made it count. Set point, Sutton, 24-15. Well, now sends it across at the net. It's a free ball set right back, and Phillies of the Cougars catch a break. Block off the net. Claire Bergen was there with the feed and gets it down to the court, 25-15. Sutton draws even one set apiece. We'll take a quick break and come back with our Allens of Hastings mid-set break. It's high school volleyball in the breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Stop into Murray's Place in Sutton. Meet your friends and enjoy a relaxed atmosphere. Happy hours from 4 to 6. Murray's is the place where attractive people go to get ugly. Congratulations, Phillies, on a great season.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop, offering you more.
Will you get more? Superstore Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Sutton Phillies making a lot of adjustments there. They're trying to draw even, and they came up big. They started off right away, set the tone clearly. 4 points in a row to get things started, 4-0, and then some controversial calls brought Sandy Creek back into it, but Sutton was on fire that set.
Sutton looks much better at the middle right now. Statistically speaking, they're absolutely destroying Sandy Creek as far as blocks. Claire Bergen has 4, and Osterhaus already with 3 blocks, and Ben Kirk has 1 as well, so 8 total team blocks for Sutton. They're just taking control of the middle, and Sutton's taking advantage of a lot of Sandy Creek mistakes, especially there in that second set we saw them. So
yeah.
Sutton playing much better volleyball there in the second set.
I like the first set from Sandy Creek because they were not afraid of the net. They were challenging Sutton to come up there, and that was something that was missing. But you start creating a lot of errors, and then you start giving away a lot of points, and then that hesitancy to challenge starts to creep in. And just stick to your fundamentals. Just do what you're supposed to do. Do what you've been doing all season long to get here.
Yeah, Sutton is taking advantage of a lot of empty space in the middle of the floor tonight.
We'll wrap up our Allen's of Hastings mid-set break on that note. Brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We're into the third set in Donovan. Sandy Creek and Sutton going at it. Cougars and Phillies separated only by a net. Service from Montana Henrich ultimately plays down. It's 4 hits on Sutton, and Sandy Creek gets off to a lead. 1-0 here in the third set. Henrich sends it across way off the back. Amanda Will now can't handle the hot serve from Montana Henrich, and Henrich will take the ace in her pocket and build Sandy Creek up to a 2-0 lead. Henrich service into the net, and another miscue from Sandy Creek, and that'll bring up Sutton's ace server, Corey Amon. Amy with a big powerful jump serve, brings it across. Cougars cover, attack on the left side, but into the net from Michaela Shaw, and those unforced errors have brought Sutton right back into it. Two straight points, it's tied up at two.
That's just something you cannot do against the number one seed in this district.
Amon toes the line, sends it across. She'll pick up another ace for Sutton. Off the hands of Ashley Arms. A lot of spin on that ball, and she hits a heavy one. And Sutton regains the lead, up by one, 3-2. Amon to the line, drops it short, too short. I thought it was going to get the roll off the net. Instead, it drops down on the Sutton side. We're back tied at three. Amanda Keaton will handle the service for Sandy Creek. Her shot is up off the chest of Amanda Wilnow. Played well by the Phillies. Cougars at the net, nobody home. Good read by Michaela Shaw. Dinks it over, finds the open spot. And Sandy Creek back up on top, 4-3. Keaton continues the service for Sandy Creek. She drives it across. Sutton covers. On the left side, it's Vanessa Van Kirk. Her hard shot sent back a free ball. Actually, Arms did a lot on it. And then answering it big, Carrie Ann Shaw answers the call and gets the shot. Knocked down Sandy Creek, now up by two. 5-3. Keaton continuing the hot streak of serve. Sutton loads up on the right side. Shot is driven down by Jamie Van Kirk, and it goes off but into the back net, or back wall, rather. And Sutton will draw back to within one. 5-4. Our score, we're in the third set, tied up at one set apiece. Service from Jamie Van Kirk, covered by the Cougars, who work the net on the right side. And Carrie Shaw gets the point to serve for Sandy Creek. 6-4. Cougars on top. Carrie Ann Shaw drives this one, works the right side. Wilnow covers. Amon back to Wilnow. Wilnow launches it across. Amanda Wilcox, or Wilnow, check that. Amanda Keaton makes the cover for the Cougars. On the right side, the Phillies make it happen. Vanessa Van Kirk drives it down, brings the Phillies back to within one. 5-6 to score. Jessica Osterhaus to serve for Sutton. Phillies down by one here in the third set. Osterhaus steps up, pops it across. It's a hard serve, covered by Keaton. Check that, covered by Horst. Horst sends it back, and the Phillies can't do anything with it. Back into the net it goes. Sandy Creek picks up the point, stretches the lead down to two. Michaela Shaw to serve. On the left side, Wilnow makes it happen. Finds the angle. Wilnow has found her groove. She has that spot in the court that she's calling her own and brings Sutton back within one. 7-6 the score.
She plays the corner so well, Rob.
She had to make a lot of adjustment on that one, too, but we're back underway. Cougars launch one from the net. It goes out of bounds. Sutton has tied it up at 7. Vanessa Van Kirk, 5'10 junior, steps up, floats it in, covered by the Cougars. Set, works the middle. Ashley Harms puts the muscle into that one to get it down, and Sandy Creek regains the lead 8-7 here in the third set. Horst to serve for the Cougars. Her shot is covered. Amon to Wilnow. Wilnow on the groove, has it again. She makes so many fine adjustments underneath that set, and credit the serve, or the set rather, from Amon to give her that time to do that, to pick her spot, to find it, and she's hit it the last three times in a row. Tied up at 8. Cougars launch a hard one from the back row. Carrie Ann Shaw got a hold of one. Elbow goes over. It's going to be called a 4-hit on Sutton. Bergen had to make a mid-flight adjustment and couldn't handle it. Out of bounds, or the point rather, side out. Goes to Sandy Creek, up by one, 9-8. Service from Arms is going to drop in for the ace. Ashley Arms picks it up.
She meant to do that.
Absolutely. She'll take it whenever she can get it. 8-10. It's a 2-point Sandy Creek lead. Arms just off the net, gets the roll. This time the Phillies can cover it. Bergman now works on the left side to Jamie Van Quirk. Her shot is going to be covered but sent back. Free ball from the Cougars. Haven loads up on the right side, launches this one out of bounds. Sandy Creek stretches the lead to 3. 11-8. We're tied up in one set apiece. Sandy Creek now on top by 3. Arns drops it in, covered by Osterhaus on the right side. Bergen lets it go and brings it down, and the Cougars can't make the play. Sutton brings it into the service. 11-9 at the 2-point. Sandy Creek lead. Claire Bergen with the serve, and she's got that big jump serve. Loads this one in, trying to find the empty spot. Cougars step up to cover. Work the right side off the block, but the Cougars cover and keep it alive, and no one stays home. Corey Heyman made a diving effort, but she was just a half a second behind as the ball hits the empty court. And the lead stretches to 3 for Sandy Creek, 12-9. Montana Hendricks with the service. Brings it in, covered by Bergman. Heyman has to do it. It's going to go to Van Kirk. Vanessa sends it over. Cougars load up on the right side. Nobody home in the backcourt. Good eye, good spot by Sandy Creek, 13-9. Is our score. It's a 4-point Sandy Creek lead. Sutton Phillies are going to call a timeout. Coach Harrison wants to talk about it. It's a good run for Sandy Creek. We'll take a break as well. It's high school volleyball on the breeze. 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Superior Deschler Incorporated in Edgar supports the farmers and agriculture in South Central Nebraska. Superior Deschler serves its customers with propane, custom application, liquid fertilizer, variable rate dry fertilizer, anhydrous ammonia, farm chemicals, refined fuels and seeds, including Dynagrow. Proudly serving Edgar, Fairfield, and the surrounding area. Superior Deschler Incorporated in Edgar. Good luck on the field and in the classroom to the Sandy Creek and area athletes from Superior Deschler Incorporated.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Crowd on hand, getting a lot of participation from parents, students. Sandy Creek clearly picking up their level of play. They're up by 4, 13-9 in the third set. They're playing just like they did in the first set. Sutton trying to hang in there. They'll battle back, but Sandy Creek finds a way to get the point. Montana Hendricks will serve for the Cougars. Throws it up, sends it across. Vanessa Van Kirk gets it, dropped over. Cougars cover on the left side of the net and get it to drop right in front of Weldow. And Sandy Creek stretches the lead now to 5. 14-9, our score. Montana Hendricks continues to serve. Throws it up, just clears the net. Well, now steps up from that middle of the back row. Brought over across, hustling back is Osterhaus. Cougars cover. Osterhaus off the block. Sets up on the left side. No, she's trying to work the middle. It's going to go to Jamie Van Kirk. Cougars now work the middle and make a save. Osterhaus is working on the net. And the Phillies were caught flat-footed. It's a 6-point Sandy Creek lead. Rotation now coming. Well, now we'll step out. Mackenzie Schlottman in.
What a great job of recovery by Michaela Shaw in that last play after Van Kirk had blocked it almost to the ground, digs underneath it and gets back up to Sandy Creek.
Back into the service, going to be off the rafters. Amon's going to bump it over, but it's going to be out of bounds. It's about the only play she could do, but the lead now stretches to 7. Sandy Creek running away now, 16-9. Timeout. Sutton will take a break as well as Sandy Creek has got it together. You're listening to High School Volleyball in the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
The Breeze, 94.5.
6-point run for Sandy Creek as they're on top, 16-9. And it will end at 6 points as Sutton will get it back as the battle at the net won by the Phillies, and it's 16-10. Corey Amon will make the jump serve. Her shot is across. Cougars cover. They'll attack the middle. It's going to have to be a free ball, however. Phillies load up in the middle. Blocked up the net. Carrie Ann Shaw steps up, climbs the ladder of the net, and drops it down for Sandy Creek. 17-10. Her play is clearly picked up. Amanda Caton's been in some streaks and some hot serves herself, and this one will go over. Bergen to cover for the Phillies on the left side. Vanessa Van Kirk tries the line. Can't get it to go. Cougars are there. Pushed over, rolled over on the net. Sandy Creek's going to get it and not give it up with Michaela Shaw. She worked her way from the middle of that, shuffles to the right, and finally gets the opportunity look she's looking for and gets it to drop right on the line. Good effort, Michaela Shaw.
Unbelievable play here from Sandy Creek so far in this third set. They have really come out. They've taken this on the ropes here.
Amanda Caton to serve one more time. She'll float it across. Amon, big set on the right side. Blocked at the net. Nobody in the back for Sutton. That is a rare defensive miscue. Sandy Creek taking advantage of it. 19-10. We saw a big swing in the second set, but boy, this third set has taken a turn. Osterhout through the block. Gets it to go down. Gets the point for Sutton. That shot echoed across this gymnasium as she put the smack on that ball. Jamie Van Kirk will pick up the service for the Phillies. Down by 8, 19-11. Off the net, down. Good diving effort for Cougars. Going to the court. They do not want to give up. There is no quit in this Cougar team tonight. Free ball from Caton. Sutton, the number one seed in C2, will pick up the point. Off a Cougar misplay, 19-12. Jamie Van Kirk to serve for Sutton. She'll hammer this one across. Free ball fed perfectly and right into the hands of Jessica Oster. Has to get the point for Sutton. Battling their way back, down by 6, 19-13. Jamie Van Kirk, the 5'9 junior, hammers it across. Back set, right side. Carrie Ann Shaw couldn't get it to go. Phillies there to cover, but the block by the Cougars keeps it alive for Sandy Creek. Well now comes across, looks for the empty spot. It's diving Ashley Harms to get it. Cougars now set up the wall on defense. Block. Well now there to cover it for the Phillies. They reload, punch it over. Free ball for Sandy Creek. Launch at the net. Straight down, no call. This could be a fourth hit. No, they keep it alive. Sandy Creek is digging deep. Blocked at the net. Carrie Ann Shaw. Sandy Creek has the rally. 20-13. Sandy Creek came up with about four big plays there to keep that drive alive.
And look at their crowd. They are fired up right now, Rob.
Carrie Ann Shaw tries to keep it going for Sandy Creek. Amon brings it up at the net. It'll have to be a free ball from Will now. She'll send it across. Covered, dropped it, dropped down. Michaela Shaw makes another perfect read for Sandy Creek. 21-13, Sandy Creek. Can you believe this?
This is unbelievable.
Carrie Ann Shaw keeps it going. This one's going to go out of bounds. And the rally comes to an end. Sutton trying to catch their break. Got some rotations now coming in for Sutton. Jessica Osterhaus is going to get a breather back in or into the lineup. Now will be Macy Steinhauer. Steinhauer is a 5'6 senior. She'll take over service for Sutton. She's got a jump serve, and it's a nice one. Sandy Creek covers, brings it down. Amanda, or Ashley Harms, rather. Ashley Harms came flying up and knocked a smack out of that ball. 22-14. Michaela Shaw to serve for the Cougars. Her drive is picked up by Will now to Amon. In the middle, Bergen gets it into the net, and Sandy Creek stretches the lead 23-14. It's a 9-point Cougar lead. Michaela Shaw service into the net, and the Sutton Phillies will get it back.
And Rob Sutton just has to use this, even if they don't win the set, get some momentum back on your side.
Yeah, absolutely. Good service now from Vanessa Van Kirk. Phillies push it across. Will now on the left side through the block. Covered. Sandy Creek will get it. They'll have to send it back as a free ball. covered by Steinhauer. Will now will launch it across, covered by the Cougars. They're loading up. Staying home with Vanessa Van Kirk. Will now on the left side, attack down the line. Phillies are there. The Cougars are there to cover. Three ball. Sandy Creek in the middle. Watson, I think we got a touch. Yes, we did. Ashley Harms comes up right through the block. And it's set point. Sandy Creek 24-15 trying to go up. Two sets to one. Taylor Horst to serve for Sandy Creek fans, for the Cougars on their feet. Will now sends it across. In the middle, brought down, that belongs to Sandy Creek. Ashley Harms gets the kill to put it away, 25-15. Sandy Creek up two sets to one. Unbelievable. We'll come back with our Allens of Hastings mid-set break. It's high school volleyball in the breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month, with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop, offering you more.
Will you get more? Superstore Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to our Allens of Hastings mid-set break, brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings, proud sponsors of our mid-set break. Bizarre turn of events going on here as Sandy Creek comes out the first set. They take it 25-22. That's the battle we expected to see. Sandy Creek on top the first set by three. Sutton comes back the second set, takes a 25-15, a complete 180. And now we got another 180 in the third set as Sandy Creek comes up on top, 25-15.
Just when you thought that Sutton had grabbed the momentum and he's going to take the next set to win the ball, Sandy Creek comes back. And right now, Sandy Creek's got the heart. I have never seen this kind of intensity in the volleyball club. They are flying around loose balls, diving. Absolutely, so far, huge play from Harry Ann Shaw and Ashley Harms. Carrie Ann Shaw, 12 kills on the night. She has three blocks. Harms has 11 kills and one block. They are just winning the battles right now in that second set.
I tell you, Kaylee Lepofsky, I love to see her interaction with the player. She's really alive and animated and just keeps Sandy Creek going, and they're just feeding off that. They're responding to that. Between Lepofsky and Lauren Williams, they've got Sandy Creek in a very good position right now, up two sets to one. That's your Allens of Hastings mid-set break. Brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Fourth set action coming up in just a moment.
Rob, you can just look at the side of the stands. It's very quiet here on the Sutton. Sandy Creek is rocking their end.
Oh, yeah, they are bringing it with them. But Sutton girls retreated to the locker room between those sets to get it together, to calm down. Sutton, still the number one seed, still a very powerful team. Sandy Creek cannot look past that. Sandy Creek has got to keep that momentum. They got to keep the drive. Sutton's task to break it. Fourth set action underway. Corey Heyman with the serve. She gets it going, sets the tone quick. Covered by covered by the Cougars. Michaela Shaw makes a set. Back row shot handled by the Phillies. Hammer goes down. Jamie Van Kirk picks it up and brings it down. Sutton up on top by one. And correct me if I'm wrong, but whoever scores the first point in the first three sets has got the game, or got the set.
Sutton took the 1-0 lead into the first set. Sandy Creek won it. So.
I told you to correct me if I was wrong, and you did. Sutton service goes into the net. We're tied up at one. Montana Hendricks to serve for Sandy Creek. Just clears the net. Wilnow goes down to get it, but she can't control it. She needed a shovel to dig that one. 2-1. Sandy Creek keeps the drive alive. Montana Hendricks to serve again. Hard shot. This one's covered by Bergen to Amon. Launched over by Jamie Van Kirk, and Jamie Van Kirk's going to find the court and tie it up at two. Jamie Van Kirk will handle the service for Sutton. Cougars cover on the left side, hammered down, toeing the line was Michaela Shaw. Phillies are going to have to scramble to get it. They can't get the free ball back. And Sandy Creek climbs to the lead, 3-2. Amanda Caton sends it across. Caton, the granddaughter of Joe Wilson from Joe Sports Cards and Collectibles. 231 North Lincoln. How do I know that? Joe Wilson here in the ballpark watching his granddaughter play. Tied up at three. Sutton gets it. Jessica Osterhaus to serve. Her shot is picked up. It's over. Cougar, tough play at the net, making it a worked for him are the Cougars, and just turning around and launching it. Michaela Shaw made a good play on that. They'll lose it off the battle on the net. Sutton will pick it up and regain the lead. But a good spinning effort by Michaela Shaw to keep that going. Osterhaus loads up again on the right side. She'll let it hammer across. Cougars now attack on the left side. Going to be dinked over. Jamie Van Kirk is there to cover. Brought down quick and hard. Claire Bergen. Back to that level of play we saw in the second set. And brings it up. It's 5-3. Sutton on top. Osterhaus to serve. Into the net it goes. Jessica Osterhaus turns it over to Sandy Creek. Cougars down by one. 5-4. Carrie Enshaw. From the middle of the backcourt, drives it across. Amon will send over the free ball. After that, big challenge, Ashley Arms went into it. Gets the spin off the block and gets it to drop and ties up our fourth set, 5-5. Shaw pumps this one across, will now to cover. Amon back set. Bergen through the block. It's going to be batted right back, and the Phillies cover it. Cougars now load up on the right side. Arms lets it go through the block. Phillies cover. Back set. Vanessa Van Kirk brings it down. Gets the spin. Gets the point. Sutton gets it back. Regains the lead. 6-5 the score. Vanessa Van Kirk to serve. It was Jamie Van Kirk, by the way, that got the point for Sutton earlier. Hard shot. Well played. Battle at the net. Sandy Creek hangs in there and gets it. And we are tied back up at 6. Michaela Shaw to serve for Sandy Creek. Fourth set action tied up. Sandy Creek up 2-1. Bergen finds the angle down the right side. Center cutting across. She runs the line and gets it to drop. Sutton regains the lead 7-6. Amanda Wilnow, 5'6", senior. Brings it across. Cougars handle it. Attack in the middle. Ashley Harms drives it down. Gets the big kill for Sandy Creek. Knocks up the score one more time at 7. Forst will take over service for Sandy Creek. Floats one across. Amon to Jamie Van Kirk. Off the block battle. And no, Sandy Creek didn't touch it. They'll pick up the serve, and they'll send Taylor Horst back to the line. 7-8. Advantage, Sandy Creek. Knuckleball races out of bounds, floats away and gets away from Sandy Creek. Claire Bergen will inherit the serve. She's got that big, hard, fast jump serve. This one's going to be handled on the left side. Good attack. Amanda Caton gets it to go. Phillies will cover. Reloading now are the Cougars. Harms to the middle. Gets it to go. Ashley Harms working that middle to perfection now. Regains the lead for Sandy Creek, 9-8. Big set for Sandy Creek. They can put it away here. where Early bounces off the net. Good concentration. Vanessa Van Kirk keeps it alive. Jamie Van Kirk makes the dink. Big pat on the net. Osterhaus had a good shot at it, but the Cougars were there to cover. Avon now working for Sutton. Jamie Van Kirk brings it across. Cougars are there. On the middle now, good dink by Carrie Anshaw. Amon sends it back set, but it's too much. Out of bounds it goes. That's just court awareness right there. It's a two-point Cougar lead. Service continues. Ashley Harms. She'll pop it over. Will now steps up for the play, but she'll send it over as a free ball. In the middle and right down through the block, Carrie Ann Shaw. That's that attack I was talking about. When you get Shaw working in the middle with Ashley Harms, that's a deadly combination. Sandy Creek working it to perfection. They've got a three-point lead. Sutton now, work on the left side. Jamie Van Kirk left it go. Return goes into the rafters, almost to the crowd. Cougars can't play it. Sutton will get it back down by 2, 11-9. Corey Amon works her way through the rotation. They inherit the serve. Side step. Jump serve. Nope, she's going to go straight forward. Carrie Ann Shaw gets it. The shot goes into the rafters, and the Phillies, good chase, but can't track it down. Sandy Creek will get it back now up by 3. 12-9, Montana Hendricks to serve. The sophomore drives it across. Will now covers for the Phillies. Shot from the back row from Bergen. Shaw now works in the middle. Carrie Ann Shaw brings it down. Phillies can't save it. Carrie Ann Shaw brought it down from the middle, slightly to the left, and through the block and gets it. And that's the points that are starting to count for Sandy Creek. 13-9, rotation for the Phillies. Mackenzie Schlottman in. Will now will head to the bench for a breather. Hendricks to serve for Sandy Creek. Her shot just into the net and down. Couldn't get it to go. Sutton will pick it back up, down by 3. Must win for Sutton now, midway through. Set number 4. Service from Jamie Van Kirk. Cougars cover, work the left side. Michaela Shaw gets it to go, and it's in. Michaela Shaw from the left side brings it down. Normally a solid setter, but this time she's going to get it. Sutton timeout. Phillies down by 4 in the fourth set. We'll be right back with more volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Georgia 66 Easy Stop 3G and Subway says congratulations on a great year, Sutton Phillies. Stop in today for Ultra Clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring good rich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia 66 Easy Stop on Highway 6 in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Sandy Creek picking up their level of play now. Sutton digging in deep. 14-10 in the fourth set. Back into the game is Amanda Will now. Sandy Creek with the service. It's Amanda Keaton. Keaton's shot floats in. Will now covers to Amon on the right side. Osterhaus finds the angle and gets the alley for the drop and cuts the lead to 3. Sutton down 14-11. Osterhaus will pick up the serve. She gets the sign from Coach Erickson and tries to put it on the spot and does a good job putting it down as the Cougars have a hard time getting it. Some confusion down the backcourt for Sutton. They'll clear it on the left side. Arms brings it down. Check that horse. Taylor Horse comes up big. And Sandy Creek stretches the lead back to 4, 15-11. Carrie Ann Shaw, the 5'9 junior, will serve it up for Sandy Creek. Cougars back in business. Sutton tries to get it going. Amon on the backcourt. Osterhaus's shot launches into the net. Tough backcourt miscue for Sutton. 16-11. Back in the net, or back in. On the court, Macy Steinhauer, Schlottman to the bench. Steinhauer takes that right side position. Eighth serve, Carrie Ann Shaw got the go-ahead and wasted little time dropping that one to the court.
Is there anything Carrie Ann Shaw can't do tonight? She's done it all for Sandy Creek.
Well, she is making it happen for the Cougars, and her service expertise is much appreciated now. 17-11 is our score. On the line, down it goes. No call. Nope, Sandy Creek's going to get it. I thought the ball was right on the line.
That looks like the second time that's happened to Sutton tonight.
Sutton just cannot get a break, and Sandy Creek will keep the rally going up by 7, 18-11. Philly's the number one seed, but not playing out of bounds, but it was off the shot from Sandy Creek. Sutton will get it back. Lead now is 6, 18-12. Vanessa Van Kirk to serve. Her shot clears the net. In the middle, bringing it down. Harms gets it to go. Ashley Harms stepping up big again for the Cougars. Lead back to 7. Michaela Shaw to serve. The 5'11 freshman brings it in. Amon goes down to cover. Will now works that left side. Covered by the Cougars. Good play by Amanda Caton to keep it alive for Sandy Creek. Battle at the net. Goes back. Gary Anshaw covers. Harm sends over the free ball. Philly's now working. Amon in the middle. Bergen mistimes the jump. Set probably just a little bit behind her. But the net result, 8-point lead. Timeout. Sutton, 20-12 is our score in the fourth set. Sandy Creek trying to put it away. We'll take a break and come back with our final fourth set action. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Check out the new Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one is in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operation. Sutton Phillies Volleyball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds. Ask Tammy Steinhauer and Sutton about the new corn and soybean products for your area.
Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services. Protect your yield and let Mike and Ted inspect your acres for bugs. For more information, call 773-5581. That's 773-5581. Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Sutton coach Chris Erickson called the Phillies over, tries to settle them down. They're down by 8. Michaela Shaw keeps it going, 20-12. Is our score. Jamie Van Kirk lets it go. Confusion and a carry result from the Cougars. Michaela Shaw was racing up to take it, but already in position were the Cougars. So it's a 7-point lead, 20-13. Service from Wildow. In the middle, Ashley Harms turns the tide, gets it back. Big kill for Ashley Harms, 21-13. Not the Sutton team we saw 2 days ago, not the Sandy Creek team we saw 2 days ago. Service comes over. Phillies working the right side. Bergen off the block, covered by the Cougars. Battle at the net. Bergen battling in there, gets it back. Cougars reload now, send it to the outside. Amon now for the Phillies. Jamie Van Kirk gets it to go, giving chase. Carrie Ann Shaw, she can't get it, but not from lack of effort, I'll tell you that much. 21-14. Sutton on top. Substitution now. Osterhaus back in the game. Macy Steinhauer to the bench. Claire Bergen to serve for Sutton. Down by 7. Bergen lets it go. Carrie Ann Shaw covers it. Right side. Was that Harm? That was Harms, wasn't it? Ashley Harms again steps up in that middle position and drives it down. It's 22-14. Sandy Creek can put it away with a win. They're up 2-1. Sutton has beat them, the Cougars, twice out of 3 meetings, and Sandy Creek would even it up, but this one would count big. Good rally going on here in the middle. Carrie Ann Shaw gets it. Will now handles it, sends it right back. It'll be a free ball. Nope, into the net from Ashley Harms. Way in the back, and she couldn't get it to go. 22-15. Claire Amon needs to put together a lot of serves. She's not going to do her sidestep jump serve. She'll step up, pop it over. Cougars cover, battle at the net. No one could get it. The return was too deep, and Michaela Shaw had difficulty trying to bring it back. 22-16. Amon now shuffles over to the right side. She'll step up, pop this one over, looks for Caton. on the left side. Carrie Ann Shaw comes up. Phillies are there to cover. Jamie Van Kirk gets it to go along the net and gets the point for Sutton. Jamie Van Kirk did some popping on that one. It's 22-17 timeout. Sandy Creek will take a break and come back with more action. It's a four-point run for Sutton. It's high school volleyball in the breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Stop into Murray's Place in Sutton. Meet your friends and enjoy a relaxed atmosphere. Happy hours from 4 to 6. Murray's is the place where attractive people go to get ugly. Congratulations, Phillies, on a great season.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Insert from Amon continues. Into the net, knocked down. Sandy Creek will get it back. 23-17, that's a six-point Cougar lead. Montana Hendricks needs just two to get Sandy Creek a ticket to Aurora for the district finals. In the middle, Michaela Shaw looks to go, covered by Vanessa Van Kirk, pushed over by Bergen. Free ball coming for Sutton. They'll settle underneath it. Bergen to Amon, back set, brought down quickly by Vanessa Van Kirk, but the Cougars were there. Van Kirk again working into the net are the Cougars. And Sandy Creek, Sutton, not going to go down without a fight, 23-18. Jamie Van Kirk to serve. Sandy Creek fans getting back into it. On the line and in, this time Sutton gets the call. Lead now is but 4, 23-19. Van Kirk pacing herself, gets the call from Erickson, sends it across. Covered by Shaw on the left side. Dinked over. Battle at the net. Sandy Creek got a break. Sutton called for the carry. Match point. 24-19. Amanda Caden can put it away for Sandy Creek. Amon pushed over by Vanessa Van Kirk. In the middle, carry. And Shaw gets in and gets the win for Sandy Creek. 25-19, Carrie Ann Shaw puts it away. Cougars win. Cougars go to the district final.
And who else for Sandy Creek to step up in? Carrie Ann Shaw final point of the match.
You hit it on the head. She's been doing it all night long and comes up big for Sandy Creek. 25-19, Sandy Creek makes it happen in four sets. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show, high school volleyball at its best, on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Here's a special congratulations to the Sandy Creek volleyball team on another successful season from Todd, Jennifer, and everyone at Cannonau Service in Fairfield, Glenville, and Lawrence. Cannonau's is your place for Conoco oils and other Conoco products, name brand tires, on-the-farm tire service, and bulk fuel delivery. Part of Cannonau's Service is a convenience store for your snacks and refreshments. Call Cannonau's Service in Fairfield and Lawrence. Cannonau's proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches.
Van Kirk Brothers Contracting congratulates Jamie, Vanessa, Maria, and the entire Phillies team on a great volleyball season. Van Kirk Brothers specialize in heavy construction, including highways, underground utilities, storm sewers, and water mains. Call today, 773-5250. That's 773-5250. Owners John, Jim, and David Van Kirk wish the Phillies best of luck in today's game.
Check out the new Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one is in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operation. Sutton Phillies Volleyball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds. Ask Tammy Steinhauer and Sutton about the new corn and soybean products for your area.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
Georgia 66 Easy Stop 3G and Subway says congratulations on a great year, Sutton Phillies. Stop in today for Ultra Clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring good rich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia 66 Easy Stop on Highway 6 in Sutton.
When you work the land, you know that you can make the land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar, Nebraska. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Western Land Roller pumps, Hastings Irrigation Pipe and Supplies, and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling. Quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields and helping our economy grow stronger. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes. This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on The Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
Welcome back to our post-game show brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center. Sylvan Learning Center, 1-888-EDUCATE. We're out sponsors of our post-game show. We're going to try to see if we can get one and or both of the coaches to come up here. Sandy Creek fans are clearly celebrating. They've got new life. They're guaranteed another match tomorrow night that we will follow the Cougars to Aurora. 7 o'clock will be our match time. We'll have pregame show coming your way at about 6:45 on the Breeze right here, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com. As always, we are proud to send these via the internet for your downloading pleasure as well. Give us a couple days, and this will be on the podcast section of KLIQFM.com. Okay. Sutton, fantastic season, fantastic job, did a superior effort tonight. However, they come up short, but all is not lost for the Phillies. It's a great, another opportunity for them to get that wild card spot to get into Lincoln. Now, yes, they'll have to play a more difficult seed. However, they have a very, very good chance as the number one seed prior to this match in C2 to get in to Lincoln. So it's almost all but guaranteed, depending on how everything shakes down in C2 brackets, but it's all but guaranteed that Sutton will be going to Lincoln.
That's right, Rob, and you can't take anything away from Sutton Phillies season so far. They are a fantastic team. This was not the same Sutton Phillies club that we saw on Tuesday just 2 days ago. It was a complete turnaround in 48 hours. We saw sparks of what we could see at Lincoln. You know, there was sparks of greatness, but then overall just too many miscues. You know, and you got to, I think, before anything, before you say that, you know, Sutton made a few mistakes, you got to hand it to Sandy Creek. They had a game plan.
Absolutely. Sutton did not give this game away. Sandy Creek earned it.
You're exactly right.
As far as I'm looking at this.
They came out with the game plan, and they really stuck to it. They fell back in the second set, but then you saw them pick it right back up in the third set. And, boy, they just dominated from the outside to the middle tonight. They looked so much more improved. And look what they do against a better opponent. You know, they said that they stepped down and played down to some opponents. Boy, they stepped up tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a huge turnaround for the Sandy Creek Cougars because they have zero playoff experience. The last time Sandy Creek was in the playoffs, I think we were looking, it was 1997. So this is new ground. This is new territory for them. And they've managed to put it together and get it going. And you know what? You got to give credit to not only the players, but how the players got to that level because Kaylee Lepofsky, Lauren Williams, co-coaches of Sandy Creek, have done a phenomenal job, absolutely motivating these girls, getting them going. They got a wealth of talent, and they have a wealth of ability. And Sandy Creek was still going to have to fight to get to Lincoln. It's not a shoe-in for them because they were the fourth seed. However, winning the sub-districts is huge because they'll pick up some serious points. And now tomorrow night they'll go to Aurora to take on Heartland. And Heartland, I believe it's a team that they have that Sandy Creek has beaten before. I'm going to have to take a peek.
We ran
I think it was
that.
The first game of the season they beat Sandy Creek.
Ran
beat them.
In our prep work, yeah.
Yep, and in a triangular, and they beat them 2-0. So Sandy Creek has beat them early in the season, albeit Sandy Creek a vastly improved team. Heartland, 18-11.
Yeah, that's.
They kind of snuck through. Let me find my notes here, and we'll be able to tell you exactly.
They picked up a big upset there in their sub-district. But also, keep in mind, Rob, Sandy Creek is a team that's really hot right now going into the postseason. And sometimes for a team in the postseason, that is absolutely huge. If you get hot at the right time, watch out, because your team looks scary tonight.
Yeah, oh, clearly, absolutely. Heartland 18-14, by the way. They upset. They took Cross County. They were the number two seed coming into it. And they upset the number one seed, Twin River, and got to win it that way. That's how they're going to get to Aurora. Winner in that district tomorrow night has a positive seed in Lincoln. So we will know tomorrow night our seeds in Lincoln. And Lincoln will come up. The state tournament begins the 12th, which Thursday, Friday, Saturday in Lincoln, 12, 13, 14 for the championships. I can tell you this, if you're marking your calendar or making your plans to go to Lincoln, the C2 opening round will be played at Lincoln North Star in Lincoln. So that's where that game will be. Second round will be in Lincoln, will be at Lincoln Southeast. And, of course, the championships played at the Coliseum, and the Lincoln Northeast will handle the consolation matches. But we get ahead of ourselves because we've got a little bit of volleyball to play in the meantime. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll look at some individual stats and see if we can track down one or both of the coaches or all three of the coaches if we can handle it. But stay with us. We've got some good coverage coming your way. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
If you need a loan, you need the Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with your car loan, farm equipment, personal, or business loan. Whatever you need, checking accounts, savings accounts, loan CDs, the Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. The Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar, your full-service bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. The Guide Rock State Bank supports the Sandy Creek students, athletes, and coaches.
Good Luck Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and the full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
Check out the new Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one is in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operation. Sutton Phillies Volleyball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds. Ask Tammy Steinhauer in Sutton about the new corn and soybean products for your area.
Stop into Murray's Place in Sutton. Meet your friends and enjoy a relaxed atmosphere. Happy hours from 4 to 6. Murray's is the place where attractive people go to get ugly. Congratulations, Phillies, on a great season.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Superior Deschler Incorporated in Edgar supports the farmers and agriculture in South Central Nebraska. Superior Deschler serves its customers with propane, custom application, liquid fertilizer, variable rate dry fertilizer, anhydrous ammonia, farm chemicals, refined fuels and seeds, including Dynagrow. Proudly serving Edgar, Fairfield, and the surrounding area. Superior Deschler Incorporated in Edgar. Good luck on the field and in the classroom to the Sandy Creek and area athletes. From Superior Deschler Incorporated.
Good Luck Phillies from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services. Protect your yield and let Mike and Ted inspect your acres for bugs. For more information, call 773-5581. That's 773-5581. Good Luck Phillies from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services in Sutton.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, insecticides, and whatever you need for a good farming operation. This full-service co-op has the equipment to do custom application. Propane is available. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, and Edgar proudly supports Sandy Creek and all area athletes, celebrating more than 50 years of service to South Central Nebraska, including the Fertilizer Ag Chemical Plant near Blue Hill and Ayer. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to Donovan once again for our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-888-EDUCATE. Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek wrapping up things. The celebration continues for Sandy Creek in a fantastic ball game. Tyson's got some numbers to pass our way, and I'm betting they're big on the Cougar side.
Really big on the Cougar side. Absolutely dominating in kills tonight. 48 team kills, by the way, for Sandy Creek. That's just the team kills. Now, individually, get a load of this. Leading the way for the Cougars was Ashley Harms. Ashley Harms put up 18 kills tonight, and you think that's big, but then you look over at Carrie Ann Shaw. She put 15 of her own kills up, so that that combined there for quite a few. And then Michaela Shaw, she had a big game, and it seemed like Michaela Shaw tonight stepped up very close situations. When the game was close, Sandy Creek needed a ball played over. Michaela Shaw stepped up big tonight. She added 8 of her own kills. And then Taylor Horst, quiet but yet decisive. Five kills there for Taylor Horst. And then Montana Heinrichs adds the last 2 kills. But 48 team kills for Sandy Creek. Then you look over at Sutton on their side of the ball. Much better game at the net, I would say, than the kills. The blocks really stick out to me.
Yeah.
But the kills leading the way. Of course, the Phillies, Jamie Van Kirk, she put up 10. We called her name quite a bit. Claire Bergen had 7 kills. Osterhaus really stepped up her game tonight, I thought. And she came through
clearly
when Sutton needed them. She had 7 kills of her own and 3 blocks as well. Going back to Bergen, she put up 4 blocks and 1 ace serve as well. So Claire Bergen having a big game again. A little bit surprised at Corey Eamon. Last time she had probably 6 or 7 kills, only 2 tonight. And then Amanda Wilnow, 5 kills, but yet every single one of those was beautifully placed. Corner shots, you know, just
she had her groove in that second set. She was really starting to step up and dominate and get that angle. And she had her spot, and she could hit it every time.
Yeah, and she's not really that tall girl that you would expect to reach up and overpower it on the side. But you know, she's got a few net serves, hits into the net here and there. But boy, I tell you, when she's on. She's almost unstoppable.
Right, she's on and off just a little bit tonight. You hit some, got some points, gave some life to Sutton. I kind of got the feeling that Sutton knew they were going in and wanted to sit here and play, but they did not anticipate the relentless attack that the Cougars did. Now, I did not see any of the other matches when these two faced each other throughout the year, so I can't make that big of a comparison. But what I did see. Sandy Creek clearly stepping up and attacking. You mentioned there were a lot of blocks from Sutton. That's why. They were hammering. The Cougars were hammering that net. They were just not giving Sutton. They kept the pressure on all night long.
Well, what I was very excited to see about Sandy Creek was just, like you said, the relentlessness and the heart that they showed. I've never seen so many people dive after balls, and their recovery tonight was beautiful. They play a nice kill over, you know, they don't handle it well on the first hit. The recovery on it was excellent tonight by Sandy Creek, and they were diving after loose balls. They were hustling. They clearly wanted this match more than Sutton tonight.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we saw the first set where Sandy Creek come up. Okay, that's the emotion. That's the adrenaline kicking in to get things going. It was a close set, 25-22. And then the second set came up. Sutton popped up, and we just watched Sandy Creek totally deflate, and I thought, okay, it's pretty much over at that point. And I would have loved to have been a fly in that huddle listening to Coach Lepofsky and Coach Lauren Williams work with Sandy Creek to find out what they told them to motivate them, because they came out alive. There was so much pep in their step. You know, I use that as a cliche, but they were out there to play, and they were having fun doing it.
And rarely do you see such a turnaround. That second set, that was 25 to 15. That's a 10-point set, and they turned it a complete 180, because the exact third set was exactly 25 to 15 in favor of Sandy Creek, and that is so rare. After a 25 to 15 loss in the second set, don't see teams. I mean, the momentum is clearly on the other side. You never see teams come out like that, and they did.
Yeah, they absolutely reversed their field, and to see it is one thing, but to see it against the number one seed in C2, that's a whole different ball game there. I mean, they really made it count, so hats off to Sandy Creek. Now, again, we mentioned Sutton's season is not finished yet. They're not done by any stretch. We expect to see them in Lincoln. Sandy Creek's going to have to get past Heartland first, so they cannot afford to let down. They'll only have one night rest, and they'll be back tomorrow. So that's the way it goes. We're going to take a quick break. You got one more thought?
I was just going to say that when we have our volleyball game tomorrow, which I'm sure we'll pitch up after the next break, volleyball game against Sandy Creek and Heartland, but we will know the official playoff pairing. It'll be late Friday night into early Saturday morning, so those will be released late Friday night. So
absolutely. So, okay, we'll take another quick break. When we come back, we'll look at this playoff picture and try to put some perspective into it all and shuffle it around and see what we can prognosticate. So stay with us. You're listening to the Civil Learning Center postgame show with high school volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
What was your reaction to the last report card your child brought home? Joy? Disappointment? Confusion? Shock? Many parents experience a range of emotions at report card time. They're certain that their child can do better in school, but just aren't sure how to help. Sylvan can help. Through a variety of diagnostic tools, Sylvan can help pinpoint your child's academic strengths and weaknesses and create a personalized program to meet your child's needs. Sylvan can help the next report card be a great one. Call 1-800-EDUCATE-NOW.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show. Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek with you, taking a look at some of our scenarios. District finals coming tomorrow. We'll have it right here on The Breeze. It will be the Sandy Creek Cougars taking on Heartland in Aurora. So we'll have that game for you. 7 o'clock will be first serve. 6:45 will be the pregame show. So make sure you tune in, because C2 gets really interesting from here on out.
Yeah, it really does, especially with that number one seed Sutton losing tonight. That really, for those teams that are sort of on the bottom, you know, on that bottom half looking in, on that bubble, that really busts a lot of teams' bubble tonight watching Sutton go down, because they're obviously, at the moment, probably the number one contender for that wild card spot.
Yeah, absolutely. So Sandy Creek improves to 22-6 on the night. They will take on Heartland. Heartland 18-14, managing to play some solid teams when they got their wins when they needed to get into it, and then taking their sub-districts as well to get to the finals. But it'll be an interesting matchup, to be sure.
And it is going to be an interesting matchup, because looking at it now, it's almost one that, granted, we're not bracketologists, we're not experts or anything like that, but granted, what I'm looking at on the paper, I think it's got to be one that Heartland has to win to get in, and Heartland knows that.
Yeah, absolutely. Heartland is loses and they're done. Sandy Creek would still have that outside chance to get that that wild card in there. However, Sutton is going to likely take that wild card spot, so Sandy Creek cannot rely on that.
You're exactly right. I mean, I think both these teams are going to play. I mean, there's a few district games where if the team doesn't come out and play to win, they know that they can probably fall back on a wild card. That's typically when a number one or number two seed gets into a district final. Here, we've got two teams that are absolutely, they're going to play to win, because they know that that's the only way that they can really ensure that they're going to make the state playoffs.
That's
just win the ball game.
Win and you're in. That's the nature of the beast. Here's some of the other games that are going to be going on simultaneously tomorrow in C2. These are just C2 district finals. Tri-County is going to take on Lord Central Catholic. That'll be at Norris High School. Aquinas Catholic is taking on Archbishop Bergen. That game will be at Schuyler High School tomorrow. Bancroft Rosalie will take on West Holt. That game will be played at Pierce. Our game will be Heartland at Sandy Creek. Will take place in Aurora. And Elm Creek will host Shelton and Elma. Now, there's another couple local teams there. The Bulldogs still with a chance to get in, and they'll have to get past Elma to get to that. North Platte St. Patrick's is the number two seed. Now, assumably, depending on how the numbers all play out, the number one seed, North Platte St. Patrick's, they will take on Bridgeport to see who will get those seeds, where everyone's going to be placed as we look to Lincoln next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Games will be scattered throughout the Breeze, KKPR. They'll be all over, but we will let you know and check out the website, please, to find out what's going on.
And you said it. You hit it right on the head. C2 is very interesting. There's been a couple just in the sub-districts where some of the top seeds have fallen, so making things very interesting, particularly in the C2 class.
Obviously, I'm biased, but C2 is a very competitive district. I also like a lot of action going on in D2 right now, but that's a whole other story. We'll be following those teams as we get closer to Lincoln here next week, and definitely looking forward to that. So hang on, stay with us. It's playoff time, and it's a lot of fun. Plus, we have football going on as well, so who knows? It's anyone's game, and that's why they play it. If it was just a number of rankings and that type of thing, they wouldn't even play it. But we're going to play it, and we're going to take this opportunity to thank you so much for tuning in. And we always appreciate your feedback as well, and we appreciate you listening, those of you listening online at KLIQFM.com. Always proud serving, and of course, thanks to Steph back in Master Control for pushing the right buttons and getting us on the air and doing what we got to do. Rob Osmond, Tyson Irvonik will sign off from Donovan, where the Sandy Creek Cougars come out on top of the Sutton Phillies 3-1. And we will catch you tomorrow night from Aurora for the district finals. Hope to see you then. Thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you tomorrow night. Have a good evening.
Your local sports favorites are here on the Breeze 94.5. The 1-2-2, your choice is clear. Connection, full news, scores, and play-by-play.
Action.